Well, as you may remember from earlier in the book of Ephesians, walk is a key word.
所以你们可能还是记得在那个以弗所书前面的几章里面，行是一个很重要的词。
Paul described our former life before we were Christians as one in which we walked in trespasses and sins.
保罗呢就讲到我们在成为基督徒之前呢，我们在原来的生命当中呢，是走在犯罪、过犯、罪恶之中。
And then when he turned to describe how we should now live as Christians.
所以当他开始说我们该如何作为一个基督徒的时候，
he began by saying, walk worthy of the calling with which you've been called.
他一开始就在第四章的开头说，行事为人就当与门招的恩相称。
And then as we saw last time,
就像我们上一次看到的一样，
we must no longer walk as the Gentiles do.
我们不能活得跟外邦人一样。
But instead, we must put on our new self.
而是呢，要穿上新我。
And now, as we come to chapter 5, we see this expression used even more.
所以在那个第五章的时候呢，这个行走的事情讲的就更多了。
Verse 2 tells us to walk in love.
在第二节写到是要凭爱心行事。
Verse 8 says, walk as children of light.
第八章说，行事为人就当像光明之子。
Verse 15, walk not as unwise, but as wise.
十五节写到，你们当谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
Paul's using this word walk to describe our whole manner of life.
所以呢，保罗用这个行走这个词来形容我们整个的生命。
How we think.
我们如何思考。
How we talk.
如何讲话。
What we do.
如何做事。
Who we spend time with.
我们跟谁一起花时间。
How we react.
还有我们对事情的反应。
And he's saying that in every way we must walk differently than before.
他说在所有的事上我们都必须活得跟从前不一样。
And I think walk is a fitting word because it describes both our direction and our distinctiveness.
所以呢这个行还是很重要的，一个是给我们一个方向感，另外一个给我们一个独特性。
Have you ever noticed how distinctively different people walk?
你们有没有注意到人走路其实很不一样的？
I remember a preacher once telling a story about his son.
有一个讲道的人讲到他的儿子的事情。
Who had joined the military.
说他参军了。
And so there was a big graduation.
在一个毕业的时候。
With thousands of cadets out on the field.
有上千的人在那个操场上走路。
They're all lined up.
他们都排成了队。
Dressed exactly the same.
穿得一模一样。
Wearing hats.
都戴着帽子。
They're marching in unison.
他们是呢就是在一同的行军。
And yet he and his wife were able to pick out their son.
然后这个人跟他的那个太太一下子就找到他的儿子了。
Just because they recognized something distinctive in the way he walked.
因为他走路的样子很独特。
And the point is just as distinctive as our physical way of walking is.
所以呢，就是不光是我们的行走属于独特的性。
Our spiritual walk must be distinctively Christian.
我们属灵的行走也要有基督的样式。
We must walk just as Jesus walked.
我们在这世上行走，要像基督在这世上行走一样。
So much so that even amidst a crowd of people,
所以要有到这个程度，以至于在一个整个人群当中的时候，
who might work the same kind of job,
他们可能跟你是同样的工作，
who may share many of the same kinds of hobbies,
他可能跟你有同样的兴趣爱好，
who eat the same foods,
喜欢同样的食物，
who go to many of the same places,
到很多同样的地方去，
yet even from afar,
但是从很远的地方，
you and I should stand out.
我们能够很清晰地站出来，
because we walk differently than them.
因为我们的行走跟世人不一样。
And in particular, Ephesians 5 tells us that we must be distinct.
所以呢，在以弗所书第五章说，我们一定要有独特的心。
In that we walk in love.
因为我们要走在爱当中。
We walk in light.
我们要走在光当中。
And we walk in wisdom.
我们要走在智慧当中。
And if there's one unifying idea that ties all three of those together.
所以呢，这是一个整个的一个概念，把所有的这三点都放在了一起。
It's that of holiness.
关键是也是要有圣洁。
It's that our walk must reflect the holiness of God.
所以我们的行走呢，要显出神的圣洁。
So let's look now at each of the three sections.
所以呢，让我们来一个一个来看这三部分。
Number one, walk in love.
第一部分是行走在爱当中。
This is verses 1-6.
这是第一到第六节。
And I think here it's important for us to see the connection between love and holiness.
在这里我们特别重要的一点是我们要看到爱和圣洁的相关性。
Too often we think of these things as being in tension with one another.
有的时候我们觉得爱跟圣洁是分开来的，是有张力的。
For example, we say, well, God has wrath towards sinners because he's holy.
我们很简单的就是说，神的怒气对罪人的怒气是因为他的圣洁。
But God shows us grace because of his love.
但是神的恩典是出于他的爱。
But that's not really the full picture.
但这其实不是一个完全的图。
It's equally true that God has wrath towards sinners because he is love.
同样来看的话，神对罪人的怒气也是出于他的爱。
And that God shows grace towards sinners because of his holiness.
神他给我们的恩典也是出于他自己的圣洁。
You see, holiness at its core means that God is other.
所以圣洁的关键就是说神是分别出来的，与众不同的。
He's not like us.
他跟我们是不一样的。
He's different.
他不同。
He's transcendent.
他是超越一切的。
He's set apart.
他是分开来的。
And of course, one of the ways that he's so different from us is in the way that he loves.
然后神跟我们最不一样的一点就是他的爱跟我们的爱的方式不一样。
You see, God's love is holy because he loved us even when we were his enemies.
神的爱是圣洁的，因为他爱我们的时候，我们还是他的敌人。
He loved us though we had nothing to offer him.
他爱我们，虽然我们什么也不能给他。
Though he needed nothing from us.
而且神也不需要我们任何事情。
And though our whole life had been nothing but an insult to his majesty and grace.
而我们的整个的在认识神之前，我们的生命都是触怒神。的大能和恩典的。
Yet God set his love on us even at the greatest cost to himself.
但是神还是以他最大的代价来爱我们。
The Father gave his own son.
天父给了我们他的爱子。
And as verse 2 tells us here, Jesus gave himself up for us.
基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己。
He willingly endured the cross for you and for me.
他自愿的在十字架上受苦。是为了你，为了我。
So God's love is a selfless love.
所以神的爱是一个无私的爱。
An unconditional love.
是一个无条件的爱。
And a holy love like none other.
是一个圣洁的爱，与一切都不一样。
And it's also love that the Bible says if we have experienced it.
这也是这种爱，就是如果我们经历了之后呢？
We must learn to walk in it.
我们就要学会在这样的爱当中来行走。
Verse 1 says, "Be imitators of God as beloved children."
第一节说到，所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
You know, imagine a little three-year-old who watches his dad fix something.
你就想想看，一个三岁的小孩，小男孩，看他的爸爸在修理东西。
Well, next thing you know, he wants his own little tool set.
过一会儿，他就把自己的那个玩具的那个工具拿出来了。
Because he has this admiration for his father.
他看他爸爸这样子，好了不起啊。
He wants to grow up to be just like him.
他就想长大之后就跟他爸爸一样。
Well, that's the way we should be toward our Father in heaven.
这也是我们应该以这样的眼光来看我们天上的父。
And especially when we see His love.
特别是当我们看到他的爱的时候。
And surely that's why verse 2 continues, and walk in love, just as Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us.
所以这里说也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己。
Notice also that it says Christ gave himself up as a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God.
我们要注意这里也说基督把自己献上是当作馨香的供物和祭物献与神。
That means more fragrant than the smell of the fat of any bulls or rams under the old covenant.
他就是说这样的馨香的香气比旧约里面所有的牛和羊的那个脂油更馨香。
Was the fragrance of the sacrifice of Christ himself.
所以基督自己的献上的祭比这一切都要更馨香。
Because he obeyed his father in love.
因为他在爱中顺服了他的父。
And that's the way we should offer ourselves.
这也就是我们要把自己献上。
As living sacrifices.
当作活祭。
Of loving obedience to our father in heaven.
从爱而出的来顺服我们天上的父亲。
That's the love we're called to walk in.
这是我们被呼召要行走的爱。
Now the opposite of that is laid out in verses 3 through 6.
与此相反的是第三到第六节。
Paul continues, but sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you.
至于淫乱并一切污秽或是贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可。
And so the opposite of walking in love.
所以呢，是在爱中行走的相反呢。
is walking in sexual morality,
就是走在淫乱当中,
impurity,
走在, 污秽当中,
or covetousness,
或是贪婪之中,
right? Because these things are improper for saints.
啊，这些事情都是圣徒不可做的事情。
They're contrary to holiness.
他们是跟那个圣洁是相对的。
And so again, holiness and love go together.
所以你们看到这个圣洁跟爱是走在一起的。
And you see, we live in a world that says love is love.
在这个世界里面，有的人经常说爱就是爱嘛。
And believes that you can be in a loving sexual relationship with someone you're not married to.
所以呢，这个世界就认为在婚前性行为是很正常的。
Or someone of the same sex.
或者呢，是同性恋呢，也是正常的。
But the Bible calls this the very opposite of love.
但是在圣经里面说这是不对的。
It's sexual immorality.
这些事情都是淫乱。
It's not doing your neighbor good.
这是对你如果这样说的话，是对你的那个邻居是没有好处的。
It's bringing destruction into their life.
你是把他们带入了毁灭当中。
And so the love that we must walk in is a holy love.
所以呢，我们要走的爱呢，是一个圣洁的爱。
A love that reflects God's love.
这些爱呢，是要反映出神的爱。
And there can be no true love in our lives if we refuse to walk in holiness.
所以呢，如果我们不能走在圣洁当中呢，是不能够谈到爱的。
Notice also that Paul says here, such unholy things must not even be named among us.
所以呢，保罗说这些不洁净的事情在你们中间连提都不可。
Not just should not.
说不是，他不是说最好不要这样。
Must not.
而是说切切不可。
Not a hint.
一点点都不能够说。
Not a single instance.
一次都不可以有。
And why do you think he singles out these particular sins?
他为什么非要把这些罪能提出来呢？
What is it that these things have in common?
这些罪有什么相通之处呢？
Well, in a word, it's self.
这些最关键的就是说是自己。
These are the things that all flow from trying to get what we want.
这些呢是就是要追逐我们自己想要得到的事情。
Gratifying our desires.
来满足我们自己的欲望。
Seeking our perceived needs.
来追逐我们自己认为的需要。
They're the very opposite of the kind of love God has revealed in Christ.
这些跟神在基督里面反映出来的爱是相违背的。
Who gave himself for us.
基督为我们舍己。
See, true love is sacrificial and selfless.
真正的爱是牺牲的，是无私的。
It seeks another's good.
是为了对方的好处。
And so we should ask ourselves, in what ways do I love others, even when I receive no immediate personal benefit?
所以我们要问自己这样一个很重要的问题：当我们自己不能够得到什么益处的时候，我们如何来爱别人呢？
When there's nothing in it for me.
做这件事情对我毫无益处。
Jesus says, if you love those who love you, don't even tax collectors do the same?
耶稣挑战我们说。如果你就是爱那些回报我们爱的人的话，那连税吏也能够做到吗？
If you greet your brothers only, don't even the Gentiles do so?
如果你只是跟你喜欢的人打招呼的话，外邦人不也是这样的吗？
And he says, and if you give a feast and you invite your friends and the rich, well, they'll repay you.
他说，如果你请客的时候请来的是你的朋友或者是有钱的人的话，他们会回请你的。
But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.
他说，如果你请客的时候请的是贫穷的、瘸腿的、瞎眼的、有病的，
because they can't repay you.
他们是不可能回报你的。
In other words, let your reward come from God alone.
所以这些不能够回报的话，你所做的就是只有神能够回报你。
Don't love the way the world loves.
不要爱世上所爱的事情。
Love with a pure and a holy love.
我们要的是一个纯洁的、一个圣洁的爱。
That's like Christ.
就像耶稣基督一样。
Then in verse 4, Paul connects all this with our speech.
所以在第四节里面，他又讲到我们如何来讲话。
He says, let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking.
他说，淫词妄语和嬉笑的话都不相宜。
Which are out of place.
不相宜。
But instead, let there be thanksgiving.
但是呢，总是要说感谢的话。
Now this encompasses any speech that could be regarded as dirty or corrupt.
这就是说，我们说的话里面都是有一些脏话呀，不好的话。
Whether profanity,
或者是脏话。
Off-color jokes,
黄色笑话。
Inappropriate innuendos,
不合适的暗示。
Gossip or slander,
gossip, 什么？八卦。
Anything that degrades or unnecessarily offends.
这些事情就是说贬低别人，冒犯别人。
And we must realize that all such speaking is both unholy and even hateful.
这些事情不仅是不圣洁，里面还包含了仇恨。
I mean, what would you think of someone who was walking around your neighborhood just lighting matches and just tossing them?
我们想一想，如果你想象你在你的那个社区里走路的时候，有个人不断的点着火柴往周围扔来扔去。
I mean, surely you'd be outraged at the way he is endangering the lives of the community.
你一定会很生气的，你这样的话会把社区烧起来的。
Well, according to James, our speech can be like that.
但是啊，大家记得雅各书里面说，我们的讲的话就像放火一样的。
How great a fire is kindled by a single spark.
所以的话说，很大的火，有的时候一个火星就能够引出来。
We need to guard the door of our mouth.
所以我们要真是要把好自己的口。
And as God's holy people, the only speech that should come out is speech of purity.
所以因为我们是神的儿女，我们讲出来的话都应该是纯洁的话。
And you know, if there's one thing that you can always trust to be pure,
所以呢，如果有一件事情你可以相信是纯洁的话
，and loving,
而且是爱人
，and appropriate to say,
而且可以说出来的话
，it's words of thanksgiving.
那就是感谢的话。
Right, because God is worthy of thanksgiving at all times and for everything.
因为神是值得感谢的，所有的时候，所有的事情。
So above all, let thanksgiving issue forth from our mouths.
所以呢，就让感恩的话不断地从我们口中流出。
And then finally, this first section concludes with a stern warning in verses 5 and 6.
最后这一部分结束的时候呢，是第五和第六节，有很强的警告。
For you may be sure of this.
因为你们确实知道。
That everyone who is sexually immoral or impure.
无论是淫乱的，是污秽的。
Or who is covetous.
或是要有贪心的。
That is an idolater.
就是拜偶像的一样。
Has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God.
在基督和神的国里是无份的。
Let no one deceive you with empty words.
不要被人虚浮的话欺哄。
For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience.
因这些事，神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。
Now, what empty words might Paul be warning against?
这里讲的是什么虚浮的话呢？
Well, there's some version of encouraging us to live in sexual morality, impurity.Or covetousness.
其实呢，这世上有很多的事情鼓励我们，就是有淫乱啊、不纯洁啊，还有贪婪。
This might come from non-Christians.
有的时候是非基督徒告诉我们的。
You know, saying things like, "Well, come on, by trying to be so sexually pure, you're missing out."
啊，他们说你如果是在性上面这么纯洁、这么保守的话，你就少了很多乐趣。
Well, look, if you just tell this lie, you can get ahead.
或者告诉你就说一个小谎嘛，然后你就可以升迁了。
You'll get that promotion.
你就会升职。
You can claim this extra tax benefit.
你就有更好的那个退税。
No one has to know.
没有人会知道的。
Or this might also come from professing Christians.
这样的建议甚至可以从基督徒而来。
Who reassure us even when we sin.
告诉我们说，就算我们犯罪的话。
Oh, don't worry. We're saved by grace.
他告诉我们说啊，不要担心嘛，我们反正是在恩典当中的。
Without saying anything about repentance.
但是忘记告诉你的悔改的重要性。
Or oh, it's the heart that counts.
或者说你心放正了嘛，就可以了嘛。
You know, as if our good intentions could overrule the clear commands of God.
好像我们的那个自己的那个良心就可以违背神的命令。
Paul says, "Let no one deceive you with such empty words."
保罗特别提醒我们，不要被这些虚浮的话欺哄。
God's grace is never a license for sin.
神给我们的恩典不是叫我们拿去犯罪用的。
And no matter how much wicked people may seem to get ahead now,
而且你不要管那些恶人升迁的有多么的快。
Judgment is coming in the end.
最后的时候，他们总是要面对审判的。
The wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience.
这里说神的愤怒。必临到那悖逆之子。
Never forget that God hates sin.
永远不要忘记，神痛恨罪。
Every sin will be punished.
而且每一个罪都必定受到惩罚。
In fact, the only possible way that any sin can ever be forgiven,
如果说有任何罪能够被饶恕的话
is by the cost of the blood of Christ.
那个是因为耶稣基督的宝血付上了代价。
And so, friends, if we live lives characterized by unrepentant sexual immorality or impurity or covetousness,
所以如果我们是生活在一个没有悔改的 淫乱的罪、污秽的罪和贪婪的罪的话，
Paul warns that we will not inherit the kingdom of heaven.
保罗警告我们说，你们是不可以承受天国的。
That means we will go to hell.
这就是说我们会进入地狱。
Because the grace of God that forgives is also a grace that transforms.
因为饶恕我们的恩典也是改变我们的恩典。
There is no one that can truly have received Christ and yet be unchanged.
如果有人说他已经接受了主耶稣基督，他是不可能不改变。
And the only ones who will inherit the kingdom of God are those who kneel to him as king.
唯一能够承受天国的是那些在神面前跪下俯伏的人。
Now please understand that no matter what you have done,
啊，你要理解的，不管你做过什么，以前做过什么样的事情，
no matter how great your sin is,
也不管你以前犯的罪有多么的大，
you can turn to God in repentance and faith,
你总是可以在神的面前回转，因着信心。
And his grace in Christ is sufficient to forgive you.
他的恩典是足够来饶恕你的。
But we must never be deceived into thinking that we can take advantage of God's grace.
但是呢，并不因此我们就可以来轻看神的恩典。
By choosing to sin now.
然后来故意的犯罪。
And assuming that we can then be forgiven later.
然后自以为神会饶恕我们。
You see, the former exalts God's grace.
从我们原来的罪当中回转呢，是荣耀神的。
But the latter mocks it.
但是后面的话是羞辱的事情。
God will not allow His grace to be mocked or taken advantage of.
所以神是不会让我们以他的恩典来开玩笑的。
So do not be deceived by any rationalization for sin.
千万不要为我们自己的罪找借口。
We must walk in love.
我们必须走在爱当中。
And that means walking in holiness.
这就是说我们要走在圣洁当中。
And obedience because of our love for God our Father.
我们的顺服是出于我们对天父的爱。
So that's point one.
这是第一点。
Now secondly, we're told to walk in light.
第二点是说我们要走在光明当中。
This is verses 7 through 14.
这是第七到第十四节。
Paul continues, therefore do not become partners with them.
所以保罗说，所以你们不要与他们同伙。
For at one time you were darkness.
从前你们是暗昧的。
But now you are light in the Lord.
但如今在主里面是光明。
Walk as children of light.
行事为人就当像光明的子女。
Right, so don't partner with those who practice sexual morality, immorality, impurity, or covetousness.
所以呢，就不要跟那些淫乱的、污秽的和贪婪的人同伙。
Don't team up with them.
不要跟他们在一起。
Don't follow them,
不要追随他们。
But come out from among them and be separate.
从他们中间出来，把自己分别出来。
Right, again, be holy unto the Lord.
然后呢，对神要圣洁。
And he says here, it's because we were once darkness.
他说从前你们是暗昧的。
But now we are light in the Lord.
但如今在主里面是光明的。
God has given us new spiritual life in Christ.
神在基督里面已经给我们新的属灵的生命。
As verse 14 says, Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.
在十四节里面显着，你这睡着的人当醒过来，从死里复活，基督就要光照你了。
These are possibly the words from an early baptismal hymn.
这可能是原来的一个洗礼的一个诗歌。
Probably adapted from Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 3.
好像是从以赛亚书的第六十章第一到第三节里面过来的。
And so this is a description of regeneration.
这是描述的一个再生。
Of what it means to be born again as a child of the light.
就是说我们重生的时候，我们就成为一个走在光中的孩子。
And the point of all this is that it should be as impossible for us to partner with those living in sin.
也就是说，我们就不可能跟那些在罪里面的人一起同伙。
As it is for darkness to partner with light.
就像光，黑暗跟光不能在一起一样的。
See, darkness and light cannot fill the same space at the same time.
所以有光的地方是没有黑暗的。
They're utterly incompatible.
光和黑暗是完全不相匹配的。
The light necessarily overcomes the darkness.
而且光总是能够战胜黑暗的。
And so we're told here, walk as a child of the light.
所以我们是说，就行事为人当像光明的子女。
Notice also the difference in the fruit that grows in these two places.
你能够看到这里结的果实是不一样的。
Verse 9 mentions the fruit of light.
第九节讲的是光明的果子。
Goodness, righteousness, and truth.
良善、公义、诚实。
Perhaps we could picture a hardy vegetable garden growing out in full sun.
我们可以想象一下一个在阳光之下的一个蔬菜园。
But verse 11 mentions the unfruitful works of darkness.
但是十一节写的是暧昧无益的事。
Things which are shameful even to speak of, done in secret.
这些事情是连讲起来都是羞耻的。
With this, I picture the mold that grows in your walls.
这个想起来就好像是长在墙里面的霉菌一样。
It thrives in the darkness.
它只在黑暗里成长。
It lurks where it's hidden and unseen.
它在那些躲藏在那些黑暗的看不见的地方。
And instead of good fruits,
它不会结出好的果实。
Releases poisonous spores.
它只会放出很多有毒的那种孢子。
And so therefore, Paul says, as children of light, there's two things we must do.
所以呢，保罗说呢，光明之子，我们要做两件事情。
In order to bear the fruit of light.
才能够结出光的果实。
Number one, in verse 10, he says, we must try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord.
第一件事情就是第十节里写到，总要查验何为主所喜悦的事。
Not what's pleasing to man.
不是说要讨人的喜悦。
Not what whatever would project a certain image.
不是说要显出什么样的表现什么样的形象。
Not what guarantees a certain result.
也不一定有什么很好的结果。
But our task, no, is wonderfully simple.
但是我们的工作真的是这么美妙的简单。
We only have one person to please.
我们只需要让一个人高兴就可以了。
What would please the Lord?
就是要让我们的神喜悦。
That's the one question we have to answer.
所以我们要回答的问题好简单，只有一个问题。
What does God's word say?
所以神的话是怎么说的？
And what could I do that would be consistent with the fruit of light that's full of goodness, righteousness, and truth?
所以我如何能做事情呢？能够有光明所结的果子，就是良善、公义和诚实。
And then the second thing Paul says we must do is in verse 11 and following.
所以第二件事情，保罗是说在十一节里面。
As children of light, we should expose the works of darkness.
我们倒要责备行这事的人。
We bring the light that just reverses the conditions in which mold could even grow.
所以呢，我们要在长霉菌的地方把光来照进去。
And sometimes this does mean calling out sin directly.
有的时候呢，我们直接要把罪能够要指出来。
You know, we shouldn't stand idly by when there's blatant evil being perpetrated.
当我们看到面前有很大的罪的时候，不应该就站在边上袖手旁观。
When there's victims in need of help,
当我们看到有人 受苦的时候，我们要帮助。
But more often, I think we expose the works of darkness not by going out of our way to talk about them.
但是很多的时候呢，我觉得我们其实要暴露黑暗，并不是直接是说去讲这些事情。
Because verse 12 says it's shameful even to speak of these things.
因为保罗说，因为他们暗中所行的，就是提起来也是可耻的。
But we expose them by simply being light.
我们很多事能够做的时候，就是我们成为光就可以了。
Light by its very nature exposes.
光自然而然的就把黑暗暴露出来了。
Just by you living full of goodness, righteousness, and truth, the unfruitful works of darkness will be exposed around you.
所以呢，当我们活出良善、公义和诚实的生命的时候，那些黑暗自然就显现出来了。
I remember hearing a story about a pro golfer that played a round of golf with Billy Graham.
我以前听说有一个打高尔夫的职业球员，他跟 Billy Graham 一起打高尔夫球。
And before the end of the round, this pro golfer just stormed off, cursing and muttering things under his breath about Billy.
那个人还没有打完，他就冲出去了，然后嘴里骂骂咧咧的。
And someone later, you know, came up to him and was like, "Man, Billy must really come on strong."
那个有人就跟他说，这个 Billy 肯定是说了很不好的话吧。
They were assuming that Billy Graham must have tried to convert him.
他们就猜想说，是不是这个葛培里牧师是不是想要把你成为基督徒
？Maybe called him to repentance or something.
叫他，也许是叫他悔改了，所以他特别的气愤。
But the guy said, "No, Billy was the nicest guy."
那个人说不是的，他说葛培里这个人太好了。
Right, I, I just had a bad round of golf.
我只是自己不高兴，然后就骂骂咧咧的。
And you see, sometimes it's just the light of kindness and love that exposes the darkness.
所以你们看到葛培利牧师他自己的这样的那个良善，就让那个人看到他自己的不良善。
It makes people uncomfortable.
就让他们感到不舒服。
I mean, Jesus was hated by the Pharisees for healing people of all things.
所以大家记得不记得，那些法利赛人在耶稣治病的时候就痛恨他。
Right, so walk in the holy light of God.
所以我们只要是走在圣洁的光当中。
Let His light reflect through you.
要让神的光从我们身上能够反射出来。
And darkness will be exposed.
然后黑暗就被展现出来了。
And that light will both repel some.
这个光可以把一些黑暗推开。
And it will attract others.
也可以把别的人吸引到神的光当中来。
You see, on one hand, Jesus says those practicing evil hate the light and will not come to the light lest their deeds should be exposed.
凡是受了责备就被光显明出来，因为一切能显明的就是光。
But on the other hand, we read in Isaiah chapter 60.
所以另外一方面来说，就是以赛亚书第六十。
Darkness shall cover the earth.
黑暗遮盖大地。
And thick darkness the peoples.
幽暗遮盖万民。
But the Lord will arise upon us.
耶和华却要显现照耀你。
And His glory will be seen upon you.
他的荣耀要现在你身上。
And nations shall come to your light.
万国要来救你的光。
And kings to the brightness of your rising.
君王要来救你发现的光辉。
Friends, let us arise so that the light of Christ Himself may shine through us.
所以让我们要站起来，让耶和华的光能够从我们身上照耀出来。
That the world may see and know.
所以这个世界就能够看到，就能够知道神。
And many of them too may become children of light.
所以很多的他们就能够到神的面前来，成为神的儿女。
And so walk in love.
所以要在爱中走。
Walk in light.
要在光明中走。
And now thirdly and finally, walk in wisdom.
所以最后是我们要走在智慧当中。
This is verses 15 through 21.
是十五到第二十一节。
Look carefully then how you walk.
所以要谨慎看我们如何来走。
Not as unwise, but as wise.
不要像愚昧人，要像智慧人。
Making the best use of the time.
要爱惜光阴。
Because the days are evil.
因为现今的时代邪恶。
Now, what do you think it means for the days to be evil?
为什么说这个世界是邪恶的？
Well, I think it expresses the fact that this world is full of sin.
这是表达出一个重要的事实，这个世界是充满了罪恶的。
Every day that we wake up.
每天早上我们起来的时候。
It's not just a sunshine and roses.
不光光是有阳光和玫瑰。
It's to a battlefield.
我们每天起来的时候，面对的都是一个战场。
It's to a life and death struggle for souls.
是我们灵魂的一个挣扎，是生与死的一个挣扎。
And that means that if we are going to walk in wisdom,
如果我们要走在智慧当中的话
，not foolishly,
不是像愚昧人的话
，but as common sense would demand.
这就是说，这是最基本的一个常识。
We must live our days the way you might walk through a minefield.
所以我们走路的在这个世上活的时候，要像在一个地雷场走路的感觉一样。
The way you would walk through a jungle full of venomous snakes.
或者是感觉像在一个丛林里面走，里面有很多的毒蛇。
Every step would be careful.
所以我们要每走一步的时候都要很谨慎。
You would be vigilantly looking every moment.
你会非常谨慎的看每一步。
Aware that one careless step.Could be the end.
知道是如果一步踩错了的话，就一切就结束了。
And the same is true for us spiritually.
这对我们的那个灵命也是一样的。
I mean, there are dangers and temptations all around us.
周围有很多各种各样的诱惑。
Every single day.
每一天都有。
It just takes one lie.
只需要讲一个谎言。
One affair.
一次婚外情。
One angry outburst.
一次脱口而出的愤怒之言。
And just unspeakable damage can be done.
你就可以产生这么大的伤害。
Remember King David with Bathsheba?
你记不记得大卫跟拔示巴的故事？
Remember Moses when he struck the rock?
你记不记得摩西愤怒的那个击打磐石？
Remember Jephthah's rash vow?
还有一个叫杰夫他的那个把他的女儿给搞死了。
Like we don't have the luxury to be casual or carefree.Because the days in which we live are evil.
因为现今的世界邪恶，我们每一天，我们是不能够奢侈的放松的走来走去。
And therefore, as Paul says here, we must make the best use of the time.
所以保罗说我们要珍惜光，要爱惜光阴。
I mean, remember that it was idleness that was King David's undoing.
所以呢，闲散是大卫出事情的根本原因。
Passivity caused Adam to stand back, even as Eve was being deceived.
而且大卫的被亚当的被动，就是在那个夏娃被欺骗的时候也出了问题。
Worldliness led Esau to not value his birthright until it was too late.
对，世俗性就让以扫不珍惜他的长子的权名分。
All these men were failing to make the best use of the time.
这些人都没有好好的使用他们的时间。
Failing to be diligent about the tasks and the duties God had given them.
没有认真的做神交给他们的功课。
And it cost them.
这是对他们有付出了很大的代价。
You see, we don't have the time to let the days slip by while we think tomorrow I'll seek God.
我们没有时间我们没有这个机会让时间一天天的过去，说明天我再来寻找神。
Tomorrow I'll reorder my priorities.
明天也许我的那个主次就搞清楚了。
Tomorrow I'll read my Bible. Tomorrow I'll do this thing.
明天也许我就会读我的圣经了。
No, the Holy Spirit says today, if you hear His voice, don't harden your heart.
圣灵说，今天当你听到的时候，你就不要让你的心硬。
Today, make the best use of your time because the days are evil.
所以今天你要珍惜你的光阴，因为这个世界都是邪恶的。
Today, let us pray Psalm 90, verse 12.
今天我们就要讲出箴言诗篇的九十章第十二节。
Teach us, O God, to number our days.
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子。
That we may get a heart of wisdom.
好叫我们得着智慧的心。
Now, what exactly does making the best use of our time look like?
所以呢，如何来爱惜我们的光阴呢？
How do we do this practically?
我们就是实际上应该怎么行出来呢？
Well, notice how Paul continues in verse 17 and following.
所以保罗呢，接着从十七节往下写。
Therefore, do not be foolish.
不要做糊涂人。
But understand what the will of the Lord is.
要明白主的旨意如何。
And do not get drunk with wine,
不要醉酒,
for that is debauchery,
酒能使人放荡,
but be filled with the Spirit,
乃要被圣灵充满,
addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs,
当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说,
singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart,
口唱心和的赞美主,
giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus,
凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名常常感谢父神,
Submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ.
又当敬畏基督的心，存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
Now I think the logic of this passage works like this.
所以这一段话的逻辑是这样写的。
First, it's God's will for you to be filled with His Holy Spirit.
所以神的旨意是要我们被圣灵所充满。
And that means allowing the Spirit who already dwells within you.
所以呢，我们要让我在我们里面的圣灵。
To become the controlling influence on your life.
来影响我们整个的生命。
So similar to the way that we might say, you know, this person was filled with rage.
就像我们有的时候有人是充满了愤怒。
Because anger had taken control.
因为愤怒已经控制了这些人。
Or this person was filled with wine.
或者这个人是被酒所充满。
Because they'd become drunk.
他们就是喝醉了。
Well, the Christian should be filled with the Spirit.
所以作为基督徒我们是要被圣灵所充满。
In the sense that the Holy Spirit from God is controlling and guiding us.
所以呢是神他的心意来影响我们的一切。
And unlike drunkenness which leads to debauchery.
所以呢不像是喝醉酒一样的那就会带来放荡。
The filling of the Holy Spirit leads to three things.
圣灵的充满会带来三件事情。
Singing to one another.
第一是彼此唱歌。
Expressing thanksgiving.
表达我们呢对神的感谢
and humbly submitting to one another.
然后呢谦卑的彼此顺服
Now interestingly notice here that Paul says nothing about speaking in tongues or working miracles.
这里当然没有说是保罗没有说显灵啊或者是讲方言
Those are not reliable evidences of someone who's full of the Spirit.
这些事情其实不是那么可靠的
But what are reliable evidences are someone who is full of songs and thanksgiving and humility.
啊， 我们知道这个人是被圣灵充满的，但我们看这个人总是有诗歌和诗章和灵歌，然后经常感谢父神，然后又为人谦卑。
It's someone who is so focused on God and what He's done for us in Christ.
因为这个人是注目于神，而且注目于基督神在基督里所成就的。
That they're full of joy and gratitude for that.
他们总是充满了快乐，充满了感恩。
Eager to sing of God's goodness.
总是很乐意的来唱诗感谢神。
Ready to tell you how thankful they are.
总是要告诉你他们有多么的感恩。
Because the Holy Spirit within them is serving like a spotlight for Christ.
因为圣灵在他们心里就像一个探照灯一样的照向了耶稣基督。
This is a person who cares more about the unity of the church.
这些人他对教会的合一非常的看重。
More about the good of others.
关心弟兄姐妹们的好处
than about their personal comforts and opinions,
而不是自己的舒适，也不是自己的想法。
Right, so they submit to others out of reverence for Christ.
他们对别人的顺服，是因为他们对耶稣基督的敬畏。
They want to do whatever would most please their Lord and Master.
因为他们会做对主所喜悦的事情。
And so by the Spirit, they have the wisdom to make the best use of their time.
所以因为有这样的圣灵呢，所以他们能够真的爱惜自己的光阴。
By using it to speak and think of Christ.
用这些时间来讲，来想关于基督的事情。
See, that's what true wisdom looks like.
这是真正的智慧。
That's the wisdom we're called to walk in.
这是我们要行走的智慧。
That's what it looks like to be filled.With God's Spirit.
这就是如何知道我们是被圣灵所充满。
So walk in wisdom.
所以要在智慧中行走。
Walk in light.
要在光中行走。
Walk in love.
要在爱中行走。
Walk not like the Gentiles do.
不要像外邦人一样的行走。
After your former manner of life.
不要像我们以前的光景一样。
But put on your new self.
要穿上自己。
And walk worthy of the calling with which you've been called.
要行事为人当与我们所蒙的恩相称。
This is the holy calling of God He has saved us for.
这是神对我们圣洁的呼召。
This is the kind of holiness that we are called to express and walk in our lives.
这是我们被呼召要在我们的生活中显现出来的圣洁。
So as we began the sermon,
当我们开始这个今天的讲道的时候
，thinking about the picture of a cadet walking with all his fellow graduates.
我让我们想一想，就是说一对士兵走路的样子。
How are we walking?
我们走的路的样子怎么样
？Is it distinctively Christian？
我们看得出来是基督徒吗
？Are we learning to walk like Him？
我们是不是在学习像基督一样的行走呢
？As 1 John chapter 2 verse 6 says，
是 1 John
chapter 2 verse 6。Whoever says he abides in him,
人若说他住在主里面
ought to walk in the same way in which he walked.
就该自己照主所行的去行。
So may God give us grace to do that.
让神给我们恩典来做这样的事情。
Amen. Let's pray together.
Amen. 让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, you are the God who has reached down to save.
亲爱的天父，你是从天上伸手来救我们的。
We were not seeking you.
我们其实没有在寻找你。
We were running away from you.
我们从你那里跑出来。
Walking in trespasses and sins.
是在自己不冒犯里面行走，过犯里行走。
Spiritually dead.
我们灵里面是死的。
And yet you have made us alive in Christ.
但是你在基督里面让我们活过来。
You have said, "Awake, O sleeper."
你说醒来吧，睡着的人。
Arise from the dead.
从死里面起来吧。
And Christ will shine on you.
基督会光照你。
You have made us children of light.
你让我们成为光明的儿女。
You have made us children of God.
你让我们成为神的儿女。
And called us to walk in your love.
呼召我们走在你的爱当中。
And the wisdom that you provide.
走在你的智慧当中。
So Father, please help us to live this out.
所以天父真是求你让我们能够活出来
Sanctify us for your glory
让我们能够在你里面为你的荣耀而成圣
And by your grace
靠着你的恩典。
We pray it in Jesus' name.
我们凭耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.